Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 12, When 8 Becomes 6. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We got a dance here. Miss Anna in the house.
Okay.
You can feel it. Take it away, hip-hop star.
Oh, no.
Kim Davey here. So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 12, 8 Become 6. And
yes,
I have...
Do.
Yes, we do. That voice was the voice of the one and only Miss Ellen. I was going to say Ellen. Miss Ellen. Miss Anna Linstruth. So welcome, darling. So good to have you here tonight.
Thank you
tonight.
For having me.
You're so welcome. So glad to have an elongated period with you because, as we all know now...
Yeah.
8 became 6.
I got the boot.
Got the boot. With your one and only, the beautiful Benjamin Bunny.
I know. So sad.
So how's this relationship breakup from the show going so far in the last few hours?
It's been okay, you know. It was honestly kind of relieving in a way, like the day after when you have our day off before today.
Yeah.
You don't have to stress about, like, oh, my God, I have
You're
to do
like,
this.
I don't have to do it again.
Oh, my God. I literally just slept all day. Didn't have to do anything.
Oh,
didn't
good.
Have to go get my nails done. Didn't have to, you know, you just got to do anything. Just, yeah. You're done.
Oh, so you guys get to get all your nails done and, oh, you're looking all pretty?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, we do it ourselves. They don't, like, pay for it or anything.
Oh, I thought you got a full pamper day.
No.
All right.
If we chose to, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So tonight, wow, what an episode. We
oh, yeah.
had like 17 routines and we're sitting there watching this. She's checking out the East Coast, tweeting hardcore, watching the TV.
Oh yeah, live tweeting.
Amazing. So we're going to go through tonight. We're going to talk about all the routines. We had duos, we had solos, we had group numbers, we had partner switch group numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We had the revelation of the 8 becoming 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to talk about all of that.
Let's
Plus,
do it.
We're going to interview you about what's next, a bit more about your background so we know you more, and
okay.
social media, because I think we need to address this for the world at large.
Okay, great.
Sounding good. But just overall, in a nutshell, thinking about Saturday's episode for you, but
yep.
tonight for what we've watched.
Mm-hmm.
How was that episode for you, just the actual performance-wise?
I think it was a really strong episode, like, dance-wise. I mean, there was so much dance. You know, 17 routines, as you said. So everybody was really good. There was never a routine that was like, ooh, like, that wasn't good, you know? Like, everybody shined tonight.
Yep.
So
absolutely,
great.
Sean.
Yeah.
Shine, shine, shine.
Yep.
All right, so let's just get straight into it, Dal. So
let's do it.
First and foremost, we want to talk about yourself.
Okay.
And Benjamin Bunny.
Got
well,
it.
Actually, before we do, let's just jump back to the opening
yes.
with the carnival.
Jonathan and Oksana, they killed that routine. It was so good.
They killed it, but you guys killed it too. Just
yeah.
the color. I love, like, the carnival stuff. It's just the color and the excitement.
Yeah.
So fun.
No, yeah.
That looked like a routine that's going to have to be on tour.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Especially if it's on tour, we get to add Steph into it.
Because yeah.
I feel like it's so sad when you miss, like, the style that you're in. It's like,
yeah, it's
really?
So perfect for her, huh?
Yeah.
When
so,
do you guys find out about tour, what dances you get to do?
Rehearsals begin on, like, September 22nd or 23rd
okay.
or something.
Yeah.
So we find out. Then Mandy Moore starts putting everything together because
awesome.
She's, like, the lead person on that. So
amazing.
She'll
Head
tell
culture.
Us what we're doing, what we're not doing, adding
Yay.
People into things. Because, obviously, Groovy. We're going to have to learn, like, the top four routines.
Yep.
We'll have to be, like,
yep.
in those. So... Yeah.
And then All Stars and stuff coming on that trip?
Lauren Froderman and Cyrus.
Yeah.
They're both coming along.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So good. All right. So your first routine was the Tahitian.
Oh, yeah.
Tiana.
Uh-huh.
and tell me about this routine. I thought it was so fun. So much color. You love the camera too, girlfriend.
I know.
You got the winks and the smiles going on. Where did you learn that?
I don't even know. I feel like just... I mean, I was on Showtime at the Apollo. I don't know if you know what that is.
What is it?
It's a show Steve Harvey hosted. It's on
Fox. Oh, gosh. Sorry, yeah. I didn't hear.
I did that. I've been... Hip-hop, there's a camera in front of your face in, like, every class you take. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of learn to, like, love the camera. Especially on a show like this. Like, it's kind of the most important part.
Yeah.
But I always got comments from that from people just like, oh, you found the camera. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you find the camera?
Yeah, the that's camera's the world. Money. Yeah. This is where the people are.
Yeah, so that's definitely took that into account in the Tahitian number and the opening number as well.
And how did you find that in general as a style?
It was really difficult, obviously.
It's that abs for the hips, right?
Oh, yeah. during my live tweeting earlier, I said, like, Tiana gave us a great routine. Like, whether I did it justice or not, I have no idea. But it was great. It was super fun.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I just loved, I mean, Mary loved it. She thought Ben was super authentic.
Oh, yeah.
And Lorianne is like, push past the pain, find the stamina. This is why you're here.
Yeah.
She's so inspirational, I think, Lorianne. Yeah. She's so onto it.
Oh, yeah.
But she did say that the stamina lacked a little bit. Did you feel that way?
Yeah. I always feel that way.
Yep.
I mean, I always agree with what she says. Even last week when she said the stuff about me and the hip-hop, like, when I watched it back, I was like, okay, I kind of get it. But for me, it's such a cop-out to be like, it was the costume, but it totally was the costume. That costume weighed, like, 40 pounds.
Wow.
Because it was just diamond, like, sheets.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, individual. It was, like, sheets that they, like, ironed on to the costume.
Wow.
So the jacket weighed, like, 15 pounds.
Gosh.
Like, it was crazy. But
we never know. Things we don't know.
Yeah, you don't
know
that
right?
kind of thing. So when people were saying that, like, I didn't move as much, it's because the jacket was so heavy. Yeah. But it's such a cop-out to be like, it was the costume. But it kind of really was.
Well, maybe the lesson there is that we need to do running with bricks and weights and things like that in the future.
Yeah.
So future season 17, so you can dance. Get that weight training in.
Yep.
Very important.
For your costumes.
For your costumes and everything else. So overall, I mean, they had pretty good feedback. They really did. They did like it. They just mentioned the stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. I loved
it. It was great, yeah.
I think it's super fun.
Yeah.
And Benjamin, he's always such a good trooper. No matter what he does, he always seems to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he been like as a partner, truly,
amazing.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, everything that we said on camera was, like, always genuine and real. It was never, like, fake for the camera.
Yeah. Banana. Team Banana.
Yeah. The show definitely tried to push, like, the showmance situation, but, I mean, we're just really good friends.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
What's
we're just really,
really
good friends.
On?
People always ask, like, are you dating? I'm like, no, we're not.
Could you be dating after the show?
No.
Are we sure after the tour?
No. I love him, but I wouldn't. It's just, you know, we're great friends, and that's just how we'll always be, and great partners.
Cool.
But, I mean, there was always chemistry there, just because, I mean, look at him. Why wouldn't there be chemistry? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
That's gorgeous. Yeah.
But, yeah, everyone, it was always hard to see the comments, because a lot of people would say that I was his weak link. Especially tonight, they're saying that. Like, he went home because he had me as a partner, which kind of sucks. But I know he doesn't feel that way, which is really all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was such a trooper in everything that we did.
Mm-hmm. He always had your back, and you said that he believed in you way more than you did,
too. Oh, yeah.
Which is
in
so
everything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just talking about that, we might as well tap on it here. So, obviously, you've had quite a lot of negative feedback.
Yeah.
But yet, each week, the judges are putting you through and saving you. How's that felt when you've known that the judges are there supporting you, they want you through, yet there's been some negative comments online? How have you been able to process that? Like, you confused? What goes on?
Not really confused. It was more difficult in the sense of, like, when Steph got eliminated and I didn't, it was like, okay, I'm happy because I didn't get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of my head, as we're walking off the stage after the elimination, I was like, oh my God, people are going to go crazy. Like, they're going to be so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, like, my first thought about anything we do. And, like, any dance that goes out, I was like, everyone's going to freaking hate it because they hated everything I did on the show for some reason.
Mm.
So it was always hard, but I knew that the judges wanted me there for a reason, so you just got to push through what people
say. And what
reason
do you think that was, specifically?
I think they wanted me to be, like, the diamond in the rough. Like, last year that was Slavic.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, someone who you didn't think would be able to do what they gave you, but we did it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, more so an underdog, in a way. Not really, because I didn't make it into the next round, but You know what I mean? Like, going into, especially from the week one elimination, I feel like that's why they did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember talking to Nigel backstage, and he mentioned about how, compared to Steph, he said that Steph had been consistent the entire time, mm-hmm. but that you had been growing and growing and growing, and that's what the show was about. It was about the curve.
Yeah.
So that was their reasoning from the first week, which is super interesting and makes sense.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they do what they want to do.
Yeah. Well, you made it this far, honey.
Yeah,
you did so well. And your
hip-hop
was phenomenal. And, like, your pieces tonight were awesome. I absolutely loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, particularly the group numbers. I think you did exceptionally well.
Oh, thanks.
Plus, you told me something else before that most people will not know at all, is you have a slight injury that you've been carrying around for quite some time, and we saw it tonight play out after your foursome.
Yeah.
That's not where I was going. your routine at
the mini
end.
Group,
the
mini
group.
Mm-hmm.
I have to laugh. That's hilarious. when you look like you're about to cry and you're in pain.
Tell us
what's going on there.
I think in week one, I injured, like, my rib cage situation on my right side, and then it wasn't really that bad. Week two, didn't really notice it because it was hip-hop, so we didn't really do anything that was, like, super strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Week three, though, in that rehearsal for the mini group, I felt it so bad. Like, it was so bad. But I didn't tell any production people because all they would tell me is go to the doctor, and then the doctor would say I can't dance, and then I wouldn't be able to dance in the show. So I was like, I'm just going to push through the pain. But every contestant knew about it, but just production didn't. So that's why at the end of the mini group, you see Sophie, like, trying to hold me up, and you see me just being like, because they all knew. Dietrich actually talked to me in the elevator after because he could tell. Like, everybody could tell.
Yeah.
But push through the pain, you know what I mean?
That's interesting advice for dancers, isn't it? Because that's part of a life journey. When you are a dancer, your body is your net worth and your moneymaker. And if we are injured and we are out, then what are we going to do? And you've made the decision to push through, which you did a very good job of, because I would never have known.
Yeah, I went to the ER straight after the show. So, you know, they gave me an x-ray. They were like, it's not broken. I was like, okay, I knew that. Because I would have known if it was broken. So I'm still waiting. I have to get an MRI this week and then find out exactly what I did. Because I either tore something, something's misplaced, something had happened because it hurts to breathe, sneeze, cough, talk.
All the bodily day-to-day functions.
Oh, my God. I wake up, like, 12 times a night because when I switch sides, I'm like, it hurts so bad. But, yeah, we're just chilling. So it's kind of a good thing I got eliminated in the sense of now I can rest it instead of trying to push through the next week.
And heal it before the tour.
Before
and
the finale, the tour, all that.
Okay, good. Well, you need to go to bed, girl.
Yep. Not going to get out of bed all week. That's the plan.
Sounds good. Heal you. All right, so let's moving on. The next routine we had was Sophie Solo.
Oh, yeah.
What I love about these is they're so short. It's
so
actually
short.
Funny. It's like, done.
Done. Yeah.
But Sophie's beautiful.
So beautiful.
Contemporary. She's really one person that I didn't see at the start in the packages. We didn't get enough of her, I think, mm-hmm. in the lead up. Didn't know who she was out of nowhere.
Right. And it's like, then, top five.
Top five. And then it was kind of like, who are you? You need to prove yourself to us.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. I don't know why we feel so entitled, but we kind of do, right?
Yeah.
And she's just flourishing. She's phenomenal.
That solo was amazing. The song choice was so good. And, like, the little bits of musicality she had, like, when she went to the floor and did, like, the da-da thing and, like, the little hand situation. Like, every time I watched it solo, I was like, oh, it's so good.
So good.
So good.
She's a beautiful dancer.
Definitely.
And then we moved on to Madison and Ezra with the hip-hop
by
Randy and Hef.
Yes.
The Moon, the Astronauts. What I loved about this is that they came from the ceiling.
I know. It's never been done before.
Never been done. And Ezra was saying he had a fear of heights.
Oh, yeah.
How much, like, when you guys are first presented with your choreography and your choreographers and the concept, is there any, like, actually, can we just change it a little bit? Like,
No.
That goes on.
There was a time where Jeff Thacker asked us, like, if there was anything we weren't willing to do. Like,
oh, good.
I don't know. Like, not, I guess, concept-wise. Because, you know, they do, like, pieces on, like, abuse.
And gotcha.
All that kind of stuff.
Anything too close to home.
Yeah, so he would just talk to us about it, and it's like, if there's anything you aren't willing to do, tell us now. Because later, you don't really get to say. It's just what it is. So, I mean, Ezra never disclosed his fear of heights, so that's his fault.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, I mean, nobody ever thought they'd come from the ceiling. But he did great. He did great. Couldn't even tell.
Couldn't tell at all.
Yeah.
No, it was a very cool concept and really entertaining. And I was super impressed by Madison's hip-hop. She was really good, and the judges noticed that and mentioned it. I thought she did a really good job. Now, you're a hip-hopper, so what was your perspective on that?
No, they were really, really good. Madison's Pocket and, like, the way she... Not hit everything, but, like, the grooves. You killed the grooves, girl. Same with Ezra. The part where he went on the floor is my favorite part, because I was like, oh, he's getting grimy, because he doesn't usually do that.
Grimy.
Love it. No, it was super fun to watch, definitely. Yeah. Randy and Hef killed that one, for sure.
They did. Just cool concept. Really cool concept.
Yeah.
Something different. It's nice to see different, and it's hard to get different after this many seasons.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So then we had, next up, we had Gino's solo. Gino is... It's like I keep thinking back to when we had the little packages of you guys as young kids performing. And I can see his, he's just so fast and sharp and so, not animated, but just incredible technique. And he's amazing.
I feel like he's definitely the strongest dancer on this season, like technically.
Yeah.
And he showed that in his solo tonight. It was spot on. I remember watching it backstage getting dressed and I was like.
Trying to get dressed like.
I stopped moving. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So good.
He's phenomenal. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Mariah and Bailey's ballroom with the cha-cha.
Yes, cha-cha.
Dimitri Chaplin, Moulin Rouge, Burlesque. Mm-hmm. Mariah is amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah. Star.
Yeah, they keep saying that, right? Star. And then Bailey, I just admire him for the fact that he just gives 110% energy and commitment and no room for, this is not my style, this is not me. He just commits and he goes for gold.
Every time.
It's so entertaining.
No matter what it is. Yeah.
What's he like as a person behind the scenes? Is he the same kind of hypo energy or is he more calm?
Well, I've actually known him since like 2011.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a different perspective of him than everybody else on the show does. Uh-huh. But on the show, he's very, like, when we're at the apartment, he's very, like, to himself. And he's always on the phone with his mom, which is, like, the cutest thing ever. I don't know. He's very, like, very kind of to himself. You know, he never really talked to any of us. It was kind of just one of those things where he was, like, always in his bag. Like, he was ready to go every time.
Wow.
But I think he also needed that in order to get the routines.
Energy.
Yeah, and have the energy. Yeah, he always was ready to practice. He always wanted, like, even for the group routine, he was always texting us, like, come to my room, let's practice, like, let's do this.
Oh, wow.
He's one of those people. So, and it shows on TV, for sure.
Yeah, so just fully committed there for one reason, and and then killing it on, like, social media as well. He's just so driven and committed, I think would be the biggest. Okay, interesting. And so you guys, how did you know each other previously through, tell us more about Vegas and 2011?
I met him when I joined Prodigy, because he was on it before I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I met him then, and then we just kind of stayed friends this whole time, and then...
Yeah. Was there any conversations prior to the season about auditioning, both of you?
No, actually, the first time I ever saw him, I didn't even know he was going, and then I saw him on the plane on the way to the judges' audition.
Uh-huh.
So the producer round, I didn't even see him.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. And then on the plane, I'm sitting there, and I hear someone say my name, and I look up, and it's him. I was like... Are you going the same place I'm going? And then, like, it just, we stayed together the whole season, so that was cool. Now he's repping the 702 by himself, so the 702 better, you know.
Vote.
Yep. Yep.
All votes that way.
Yep.
Cool. Well, so just in a nutshell with the cha-cha, and just Bailey buying her flowers before every...
So cute.
He's so cute. Is there anything there with those two?
Not that I know of. I don't really know, though. I mean... So many things could happen.
Okay, just trying to get the inside dirt.
No.
He's amazing. He's just tries, and Mariah is just there in her element. Seems to be in every discipline. I haven't seen anything yet that she hasn't really done 110%. Mm-hmm. Then we moved on to Madison's solo contemporary, and she's so strong and solid.
Yes.
And
stunning.
It's amazingly stunning. She's such a good dancer. I think the only area that's letting her down is obviously she hasn't got the public appeal insofar as the social media following that some of the others have managed to pull together. And Nigel mentioned tonight about being in the bottom four and how America's voting for that and how to appeal to the masses. What have you learnt about what are the masses wanting from this show?
I honestly don't know. I'm in the same boat as Madison. I mean, I was in the bottom four both weeks I was on the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, mine was kind of inevitable, so I knew that was going to happen. Walking off the stage after elimination number one, I was like, oh, next week's my week. Like, it's not going to happen. So I don't really know. People on my social media seem to like me. I don't know.
It's interesting. I mean,
Bennison and I have grown the least amount of followers.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
And how have the group of 10 been following that? Like, have you guys, like, been, like, sort of sitting down discussing
no.
social?
We don't really talk about it. Because, I mean, like, Bailey, Steph, Mariah already had a large following coming into this. So, obviously, we're never going to catch up to them in this short amount of time. But, yeah, Madison and I have the least growth, I think, social media-wise. So it's hard. That's why you don't
get the votes.
Yep.
It's a game, isn't it, darling?
It is.
But you've played so well.
Oh, thanks.
You really have. To get where you got, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be so proud of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You really do.
Always.
Good. I hope so. And then we had Ezra's amazing solo.
So good.
Shimmy, shimmy, baby, give me some more.
That song. Choice. Conga.
He's so good.
So good.
And he just loves it. His sass. It makes me think back again to his story from his childhood where he's trying to play soccer and he can't catch any of the goals and he's not interested at all.
I think I saw he posted the solo already on Instagram and the first thing was, I had a little too much fun with the solo. And it showed.
Yeah. I loved it.
So good.
Yeah. So entertaining. Yeah. And I think that's possibly one of the reasons that the judges saved him this week in particular, because it was so strong.
Yeah.
So strong.
Solos do play a part.
They do. And then we had Sophie and Gino, Casey Money's contemporary. First time to see the new partnership together.
Yeah.
And a match made in heaven, to be honest.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I think so. I mean, they have great chemistry already, and it's only their first week dancing together. That routine was amazing. KC Money was, like, so vulnerable with that piece, watching it. And I got goosebumps. I was like, so good.
Because it was the Dear Evan Hansen, You Will Be Found. And I've seen that musical on Broadway, and it was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Incredibly poignant issues with today and forever, but particularly today, and then coming out and the letter and just the support, just the beauty of that routine. And I think in particular, I love the way that Sophie really uses the stage.
Yeah.
She's everywhere. She's just so comfortable. And she's sassy.
Yep.
She's a sassy. You've got the camera and she's got the camera.
Yeah.
Right?
I think my favorite part of that routine was the very end. When they, like, came together, Sophie, like, hugged him and was, like, smiling.
It was
like, a moment.
Yeah.
But you could tell it was, like, genuine, you know? Yeah. It wasn't, like, fake, so.
Post.
We'd love to see that.
Pre and post show.
Yes. Yeah.
The pairing being magical is what Lorianne said, which is true. And then she's saying that they are potentially the new ones to beat, which is true, and it'll be interesting to see
what happens
with that. But yeah, it really will.
Yep.
Which couple?
I know. Which one?
Which ones? I did love, we took a break and we diverted really quickly into Nigel talking about the issue that happened on Good Morning America with the TV host smirking and laughing about Prince George doing ballet.
Yep.
And I'm so glad it's actually happened. I'm so glad she did that. Because Travis Wall's been posting phenomenally.
The ballet in Times Square they did this morning.
Yeah, the ballet.
I was like,
it was so cool. So if you guys haven't seen it, I'm sure you absolutely have.
Oh, yeah.
But we're talking about basically just supporting males and dance in general, and particularly ballet, and how it's so good for the soul. And let's just face it, as a girl gets older and a boy gets older, there is nothing hotter than a guy who can dance.
I know. Literally, all my relationships have been guy dancers.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Just how it is.
Totally. From whether it's just simply, I don't know that we do this anymore, but if you're ever at like a, you know, family gathering where they're still doing partner dancing and things. Amazing.
They actually know what they're doing. It's
they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then they just got rhythm and the dance floor going out, whatever.
Yeah.
It is so attractive.
It is.
So all girls, including the TV host, should be pro boys dancing for that matter alone.
Hey.
Plus, for self-esteem and confidence because that's what dance
bullying
does.
Is terrible. I don't know why she did that. But at the same time, I'm with you. I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, totally.
Because it brought so much attention to the problem, you know?
It did. Yeah. And it really gave everyone a platform to make this as serious for now. And I think it'll change the game going here on out.
I think so, too.
Beautiful. Thanks, Nigel, for mentioning that. It was cool. And then we moved into Mariah's contemporary. And
so beautiful.
Stunning. That white costume as well really suited her.
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful.
It was so good.
I don't want those to stop. They're like, not even 30 seconds, are they?
I know. They are. They're exactly 30 seconds. Yeah.
Exactly. To the point.
They should be a minute, in my opinion. At least.
They should be. Yeah, it's always like,
maybe they will be going forward. I don't know. Because now there's less
time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It could get longer.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we went back to you. You were busy on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
We had a whole five performances.
A whole five.
So Benjamin Bunny, I like calling him that, and Anna Banana. Banana, Tim uh-huh. Banana. You did Broadway.
Oh, my favorite routine that I did this entire season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It was just like, it was so beautiful. And especially watching it back, because I didn't obviously know what it looked like. Because
Didn't see it. Kind of was in it.
Kind of danced it. But watching it back, it was even more beautiful than I thought it was. And especially, it was my mom's favorite, too. So that's always great.
Oh, that's cool.
It was just a really beautiful routine, and I feel like it showed a different side of me that nobody had gotten to see yet.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. But yeah, no, I love that routine. Al Blackstone was so good.
It was so cool. It was, I really thought you looked the part too. Mm-hmm. Your face and hair and features really suited that period, didn't it?
Killed it.
It was beautiful.
Wardrobe killed it.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously that's a very different style to what you're used to. The sweeter, placid, more theatrical quite suits you. Have you ever done musicals? Maybe it's your call.
Maybe.
Have you ever played the piano before?
I used to take piano lessons.
Okay.
When I was little, but I hated it.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. I hated it too. It was because I had to practice by myself.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah,
boring. Where are the people?
Boring.
but I wish I could do it now.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's one of those things. It's like, I wish I had just kept with it, and then I'd be able to be like this routine came out, I can actually play the piano. Like, I would actually know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like I needed to know how to play the piano.
Well, I was actually quite impressed because I noticed in the last few bits, uh-huh. you actually were seriously on the piano. And I'm like, maybe she kind of knows what she's doing.
A little bit.
Good stuff. And so, overall, you said you're super excited about this routine. Mm-hmm. And Nigel said it was beautiful chemistry. Lorianne loved the feeling.
Yeah.
Benjamin did a great job.
It was always does. Yep.
Yeah, he does. He's consistent too, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
super consistent. So awesome. Well, I'm glad you got to do that one on your last night. If
me
that
too.
Was your favorite and that's your one that you're going to be remembered for mm-hmm. for the end, just awesome.
Yep.
Then we had Madison. We're like firing through these tonight.
I know, there's so many.
We then did Madison and Ezra's Argentine Tango.
I can't even. I would have been on my butt.
Just get spun around.
So many times. I would have ate it in that routine.
It's just, the footwork is so intricate.
I was so proud of Madison, because, day one, she was crying.
Oh, was she?
Because it was just so much, and, the choreographer just kind of, went for it, you know? And because choreographers teach differently, I think the easiest choreographer to learn from was Travis, because he knows what he's doing.
He's had the experience of being on the other side,
He put together the group routine, the gun control one. He put that together in, 2 hours.
Wow.
He's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like the other choreographers aren't, but they, teach differently. So sometimes they teach you the whole routine, and then they're like, okay, do it full out. And you're like, what just happened? And you have no idea what's going on.
This is when you need to be going to dance class on a regular basis, right?
And then there was, Al, who he could have taught that entire Broadway routine in one day, but he chose not to. He did half and half.
Oh, good.
But that was one of those routines that he totally could have. But he just, it's a lot nicer to, teach half, let it sit in the body.
Oh, sure.
Come back the next day. You have the first half done. Second half, teach it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
But Emma and Sasha, when I did the cha-cha, they taught the whole thing.
Yeah.
In the first hour and a half of filming.
Yeah.
So, but that came together too. So it just depends on the piece and the choreographer and the way that they clean and they change things and da da da. But she was struggling with that one for sure.
Well, she did such a good job. Good. The intricate footwork. I just thought she was so poised.
Yeah.
That costume looked divine on her.
Oh,
the
blue.
Mm-hmm. Ezra was there for her completely. Oh, yeah. She killed it.
Yeah. They both did. Yeah. It was out of his element, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's ballroom, but he's not Argentine tango ballroom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When I've been to Argentina and I've gone on to the milongas and et cetera and watched all that, it's amazing. It's the sexiest stuff in the world.
Oh, I'm sure. I want to see it, from someone who,
really
does it for a living.
Yeah. Stunning. Ooh. Just the music. Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
So good. So then we have to move on again. Benjamin's contemporary Run Boy Run. I love that song.
So good. Yeah. His song choice.
He looked like such a warrior.
Oh,
chief warrior with this red.
Mm-hmm.
Really good looking boy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's I'm going to get it out of you. No.
Isn't he?
He definitely is. That routine showed his strengths for sure.
It did.
I mean, it was one of those that it's only 30 seconds, so you just want more afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's a good thing. Yeah. We're left wanting more, which is always a good place to be.
Yep.
And then, Miss, we had your solo, your hip-hop, your Billie Eilish, and you look really cool in the... I like the yellow outfit.
Oh, thanks.
And...
Someone said I look like an IKEA worker.
IKEA worker. Is that a compliment or is that...
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
But, like...
Well, everyone loves IKEA, let's face it. So
hey.
We'll take that as a good one.
Yeah.
But killed it. Loved Thanks. It. Amazing. Back in your element. It's like, that's where she is at her finest.
Yeah. It was one of those... people that watch it won't know, but my actual first song was Bad Guy, Billie Eilish. My first solo choice. But then... Talia used that in her mini group, so I could no longer use it.
So then I switched. So you didn't get priority,
Talia.
No.
Then I wanted to do No Flex Zone, Ray Shremmerd, to bring it back, because my very first audition was a Ray Shremmerd song, so I wanted to take it back. But then S&P, they wouldn't, like, they took out a bunch of lyrics, so it became like an instrumental. So then the day of the show, I got that mix back and was like, okay, I'm not doing this. So I changed it to this one, the day of the show. So the whole thing was improv'd. So it was just kind of like, freestyle, out, and hope for the best.
Well, it worked. So,
thanks.
That works, eh?
Yeah. People liked it because it was Billie Eilish. Yeah. I kind of went that route. People say it was a power move. I think so.
Power move.
Power move and like a future business endeavor, you know?
Like it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Plan it out.
Putting it out there.
Yep.
Throwing it to the universe.
Yeah.
We'll come back. And then we moved on and we had Bailey and Mariah's contemporary, Mandy and Elizabeth, The House. I call it The House.
The Rooftop.
The Rooftop. That was clever. Very creative on Mandy and Elizabeth's part because I haven't seen that before.
Nope.
And it was quite challenging and it was also very daring and potentially dangerous for the dancers' feet and ankles and...
Everything,
falling off it.
Yeah.
And then Bailey mentioned in that, I noticed it was so cute at the start, he was talking about, because of his height, he finds it hard to find... A girl.
I know.
And I can understand. And it's so much easier for short girls to find guys.
You're
but
right.
The reverse is hard.
It is.
So I just picked that up and I was like, oh,
yeah, it was so
Mariah.
Cute. Yeah.
Mariah's short as too, but still shorter than him. Taller than him.
See, I don't know anything, but if I did, I would tell you.
Is that a sign? Ooh. Ooh. What's going on there?
I don't know.
Got something.
Y'all gonna have to dig it out of them. I don't know. He buys her flowers every week.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Good. Okay. Love it. So, again, they got told that they are the couple to beat, even though we've got competition coming up.
Yep.
But just beautifully, I think, proud of Bailey. The way he attacks it, he just goes for gold. And it just comes, it's always pulled off really well.
I think it was Lorianne that told Mariah not to, like, dull her ability for him. Which I kind of agree with, because I've seen Mariah do a lot more than she did in that routine.
Do you think that was intentional, though, or do you just think that particular routine called for that?
It's really hard to be that person. Like, that was me last week with the hip-hop. Because, like, if I had done, you know, 1,000 times more than I did, Benji would have looked worse. And it's not that he's bad at all. It's just not his style, and it is mine. So it's hard to be in that position where you don't want to make your partner look bad, but you want to look good. So you kind of, like, try to find that happy medium, which I think is what she's telling her not to do. But that's the same thing I did, so I understand why she did it.
Mm. But, so, you know, I mean, you know this is a competition, and at the end of the day, there's only one winner.
Right.
So how do you battle that out in your brain about how much do I give to him and us for us to move forward versus just going for gold for myself? Because you possibly shot yourself in the foot with that last week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I never really cared about winning. It wasn't, like, my priority.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Mariah. I have no idea if that's her, like, thing. I feel like it could be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she really did a disservice to herself. I think it would work out for her, because as a partnership, they're really good and people are rooting for them as a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to gauge that too, like, would people vote for me if he was gone? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Though I think they would, because she's amazing by herself.
Yeah.
But people do love a great partnership and they kind of want to ride that out.
Which
I think when if she makes top four, I think that's when she needs to just go for it.
Go for gold.
Because that's it. They just have a winner. So.
Yeah. And so I noticed you said you didn't ever have the intention of winning. So why did you audition for So You Think You Could Dance? What was your motivation?
I just wanted to grow as a dancer.
Yeah.
And I knew they would push me to do that.
And do you feel you have?
Yeah.
I mean, more the ways than one.
Yeah. actually, when I went to the ER, the doctor was asking me, like, oh, what style of dance were you doing when this happened? I was like, girl, I don't even know. Could have been anything.
I've never done before.
It could have been anything. I did literally everything. I was only in my style once, and then my solo tonight. So, you know, like, people have been saying that about Madison and Sophie. They've kind of only been in their style. They haven't really jumped out, except for Madison's tango. And tonight she was out of her element with tango and hip-hop, but, yeah, like, last week she had her own style, and same with Sophie, is that jazz contemporary. So people are catching on to that, and it's hard to be that person that got Tahitian. You know what I mean? Like, although I loved it and it was great, it's just hard that, like, somebody else didn't get it, and I didn't get the emotional contemporary
piece. How do they decide that? Do they literally, how do you find out? So you've got your particular choreographer, you've got your different genre. How do they, is it done in a hat? Like, yeah, it actually is? Mm-hmm. Do you guys get to see that process?
The hat pick? We switch it off every week, like, guy, girl. That was when we had only one a week. But for this past week, we did, all the girls picked a number out of the hat, all the boys picked a number out of the hat, and then after the first elimination, we all go back upstairs and Jeff is there, and we do the thing where we all, whatever number we picked is the card number we got, and then we open it, and that's what it is.
Cool.
So Ben and I both picked number three, so then we both got the oddball styles, because number three was apparently the oddball number for the week. So if somebody else had gotten three, they would have gotten Tahitian or Broadway.
Gotcha.
So we just happened to get both, which was great. I mean, it was super fun, but still, it's like, like, I just wanted some contemporary.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ben's could do the same, because that's his style. Yeah. He never got to do his own style.
Yeah.
So.
It's all good. Well, at least it's at random, truly, and you get to be part of that process.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
And then, just moving on, we then had Sophie and Gino doing the jazz, Jonathan, Red David, just this stylistic, like, swag, kind of old-time, get another period piece.
Yeah.
I loved the costume. I think Sophie shone. I think Gino shone. They're so good together.
Another one I would have been on my butt with.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep.
Well, you never know, though, darling. You haven't done it yet.
No, I mean, that one in the tango would have been real difficult for me to accomplish.
Tough.
Just because they were so much technique.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't
it? So much everything.
But you've told me, like, you used to do all the different styles, right? When you were little, when you were younger, here in Lancaster. So you did the jazz, the ballet, the tap, everything. And then here's the thing, because I did the same thing. You quit all that at probably the pinnacle of the age, about 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you moved on to just hip-hop. And it just goes to show that as a dancer, you have to continue with the technique, can't you?
You do.
The ballet is key.
Yep, it is. Definitely.
So stand ballet, everyone.
Boys dance too.
Yeah, boys dance too. So Gino is terrific.
Yep.
Gorgeous costumes.
Always.
Then Bailey, Mr. Energizer Bunny. Kapow.
That was the best solo of the night.
It was. I just keep saying it, but he's just got so much energy. He's so committed. He's full on all the time, every time. He's amazing.
And, like, the fact that he used the bandana.
Yeah.
And, like, used it and didn't drop it.
Impressive.
Wins.
Yep. A plus. And then we had Madison. We moved into the mini groups.
Yes.
And we had Madison and Mariah and Ben and Gino, which is cool. Split the partnerships up for a change. Talia Favia, we got the partner split. It was cool number, funky hip hop, contemporary
mix
thing going on. So that was fun. And then we moved into your one with Sophie and Bailey and Ezra. That was cool. The jungle. I love it.
The African jazz was really cool.
Yeah.
It was actually weird because in rehearsals, we did the mini group rehearsals at the same time. So we split in 4 and 4.
Cool.
By the time we took lunch break, Talia's was completely done. They just had to clean it, stuff like that. Ours, we had done like an 8 count.
Whoa.
Because Sean had planned for, like, the choreography he had made was like the guy who played Bailey lifted the girl who played me, which obviously couldn't happen. Because Bailey's not going to be able to lift me.
Yeah.
So he had to, like, change all the ideas that he had originally came with because of the people they got. Because they don't know who they get until Saturday.
Gotcha.
After we like, pick out of the hat and stuff. So he didn't know, so then it's a lot.
Changing
but we pulled it together.
That was one of my favorite ones of the night.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
It was really cool. I hope that one goes on tour.
I definitely hope that one's on tour. It should be on tour. And speaking of tour, so exciting. So you're coming back in 2 weeks. We've got the finale. Then we have you going away again and then coming back in September around the 22nd to rehearse until early October when you go on tour in October.
Yep.
12th starting in Atlantic City.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop. All the way to December.
All the way.
In 40 states,
40
right?
cities, yep.
You're getting to see, and then Canada as well.
Canada,
You ever been to Canada?
No. I've never been out of the country.
I'm really excited
for Canada. That's like probably one of my favorite, the one that I'm most excited for.
Oh, that's so good.
And then use my passport.
Yay.
I've had it my whole life and never used it. So here we go.
Good time. And then we finish just down the road from your hometown Reno, Nevada.
Yep.
Mid-December.
Good old Reno.
Good old Reno, right? So if you haven't already got your tickets for this, you guys, you need to check it out. Get on Ticketmaster. Book, because you're going to see the top 10, Miss Anna Banana and her team Banana Nana, plus everybody. And I went last year to the show. It's phenomenal. It's
DanceLiveTour.com.
Yes.
Make it happen.
There we go. So super exciting. And so, darling, tonight the ending, it was... bottom four, mm-hmm. yourself and Madison mm-hmm. and Ezra and Ben. Mm-hmm. And when you learnt that Ben was in the gong, mm-hmm. and then you, what was your first thought? What was your first thought?
I mean, I was just extremely happy for Ezra and Madison, you know? Like, yeah. They totally deserved it, like, with that tango that they did, and even the hip-hop was phenomenal. So I kind of... you know, I knew it was me. Ben and Ezra, I was kind of on the fence about. I didn't know
which one
was going to be sent home because the people love Ben, but the people love Ezra. So I was like, I don't really know.
Yeah,
I'm glad in a sense because now I don't have to watch Ben with Madison.
Then with another man,
with another woman. I mean, it's not like a relationship thing. It's just like, you know, you grow a partnership, and it's like having to watch. The other person.
It's like a breakup, right?
Yeah.
So what would you say are the top two takeaways that you've learned from this show about yourself? Getting a million ticks.
I know. What's happening right now? top two takeaways. I feel like just, I don't know, as a person, I feel like I grew a lot getting to know, like, myself and... being able to handle all, like, the hate that I got and everything and still being able to push through and do what I had to do on the show. That was cool. Just knowing that I could, like, persevere through that. And then also what Lorianne said, like, just always have to believe in myself. She said that in every interview. It was like, I believe in her. I don't know why she doesn't herself.
Constantly.
She always said that.
So maybe some personal development books or seminars and courses.
Yeah, they're in my future.
Self-help section.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to go.
But you're also going to potentially be moving to LA, right?
It's not potential, it's happening.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
And dream jobs, as we were talking before, the artist that you would like to tour with, and
Chris
putting it out there now?
Chris Brown. His tour is, like, based on the dancers, because he's a dancer. Yeah. So it's, like, they're in the forefront of the tour, rather than just being, like, the backup dancers.
So, Chris Brown, hopefully you're watching.
Yeah, come on, man. I got tattoos and everything. Like, I got... come on.
Amazing. Well, you've got an agent. You're going to be going for gold.
Yes.
You're going to be moving to LA.
Yes.
We're going to watch the space. And screw the haters. Because, girlfriend, you're the one in the arena doing it.
Yes.
So that's all that counts. And on that note, we are out of time.
Okay.
But we're going to be seeing Anna on tour super soon. Finale first.
Yep.
So, Anna, where can everyone find you who is not already following you?
Well,
on your social media?
Yeah. Instagram is at ANNV Christine. So it's Anna Christine with a V instead of an A. And the same on Twitter. You know, I love social media.
She really does. She does it a lot. So follow, right?
Thanks.
See where this lovely lady ends up.
Yeah.
And everyone, you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. It's been such a pleasure having you, darling. I wish you all the best for the future.
You.
You're going to kill it in the genre that you particularly love. Go for gold. You got this.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, AfterBuzzers, we will see you next week when the top six become four. This is just getting crazy.
Crazy.
We will see you later. Have a good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.